What a first song, hey guys?
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounded like a video game. Mm-hmm. I like that part.
Yeah, that's why I chose it for you. Do you think anybody would be able to guess what our theme is this week by listening to that song?
Women.
Women. Yeah. It's International Women's Week. This week, if you're listening to us at the beginning of March. And so we thought we would do an episode that celebrates women. Us three guys.
Uh-huh.
And so we started that set with a song called Bodega Run by a group called Crying. From their album Get Old. And they're a really great band that has a female singer. You guys know what female means?
Yep, like girl.
Yeah, woman.
Woman, girl, old lady.
Or even animals can be female, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
This is 15.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's see. Because that song was kind of sounded like video games, I thought we should maybe start with one of my favorite songwriters, a woman named Mira. She wrote a song about playing video games with her big brother when she was just a kid. It's called 1982 Atari. And she sings about playing a couple different games that you might know. Do you remember the game Frogger, Rowan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're a frog and you jump across the road.
Yeah, that's part of what the song's about.
You jump across the road and then you have to get to the other frog. Other frogs.
Mm-hmm. And try not to get hit by the cars, right?
Yeah.
And then speaking of memories, we're going to have a great song by an amazing woman named Julie Duaron. She wrote a song called When Brakes Get Wet. And I thought you guys might like this one because it's about biking home in the rain. Now, you have brakes on your bike, Rowan.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what happens when they get wet and rainy?
No.
No?
I don't.
How about you, Ollie? What do you think? If your brakes were wet on your bike, what do you think would happen?
They'll get all rusty.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, they would get rusty if you left them for a while, yeah.
They wouldn't work and they'd slip all around.
That's true. Yeah, they don't work as well. So she's singing about biking home, being happy, soaking wet in the rain. And then we're going to hear a song by one of our favorite women that we know. Jenny Omnicord.
Hmm?
Yeah. We're going to hear her song called Salvage Diver, which when she sings songs like this, she calls herself Bird City. And she's an amazing woman we know, right? In town.
Mm-hmm.
And she's actually recorded a version of this song for her new Bird City record, which should come out this year. So that's exciting. If you like this song, keep an eye out for Bird City around town. So that'll be our first four songs to introduce this show about amazing women, but stay tuned because we have more amazing women on the way on this edition of Cuckoo Bananas.
The Early Hour!
1982, I'm playing Atari in my living room. I'm learning how to play Breakout. Use my paddle, use my joystick. I am winning against the odds of hand eye coordination. I am winning against my brother. Remember that game? I'm a frog crossing the street and
by from the stops, the red lights blinking. Wave to our friends who wonder what we're thinking. And we could not get any wetter. The lights playing tricks on us. And we know our hearts beat faster. When brakes get wet, we'll hope for the best. We close our hands on the metal bars, open our mouths and sing out loud to each other. Sweet, kind words that we want to share, taking us home to warm ourselves up together. And we could not get any wetter. The lights playing tricks on us. And we feel our hearts beat faster. When brakes get wet, we'll hope for the best.
Who's up next on this episode of Amazing Women?
Unique Luna.
Cupcake duct tape.
Mm-hmm. Cupcake duct tape with their song.
Unique New York. It's hard to say. Unique New York. No. It's a tongue tangler.
It's a tongue tangler. Say it.
Unique New York.
Okay, Ellie, you say it.
Unique New York.
Oh, Unique York.
You get mixed up with you and Nork.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Nork isn't even a word.
Unique, you Nork.
Unique New York. Unique New York.
All right. Unique and this band is made up of two women, Steph and Alana.
Unique, you Nork.
And do you want to know why they're amazing?
Unique.
Why? Well, a lot of reasons, I guess. But one of the reasons is that they started a cool project here in Guelph called Girls Rock Camp. You ever heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a camp over spring break where girls in school can start bands with each other, write songs, and then at the end of the week they get to rock out on stage for an audience. So that's pretty cool. And
And because they also I write wrote great songs. A song, I'm going to come to your house and barf.
Right. Amazing.
Sometimes they have bad ideas.
True. But they're really nice women in real life. And then we're going to listen to two other great bands that kind of sound like Cupcake Duct Tape, I think. First, a band called Kleenex.
That's it.
And one of the reasons that they're important is that they're very early example of a post-punk band. And they were all girls. So we're going to hear their song called Headies Head. Very catchy. And then we're going to hear The Slits, another fantastic post-punk band. And they put an amazing record out in 1979 called Cut. Cut. And the song that we're going to listen to is
Typical Girls.
Typical Girls. And listen to the words in this song. Maybe we'll talk about the words after we get back. Okay?
Beach. I'll wear my bikini.
Were you listening to the words, Rowan?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the song was about?
Regular, typical girls.
Yeah.
And boys. At the end, they started talking about typical boys.
Yeah. And what were you going to say about it before?
It's weird that just typical means regular, but then in the song they said typical girls don't think exact or well or something.
I know. Right? That's kind of what the song is about. She's writing about what a lot of people expect from girls or women. How people expect women to be like, or girls to be like. And so she wrote that song because she thought that was wrong. And that girls and women can choose to be however they want to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have to be what anyone tells them to be. They can be themselves.
So that means that's what typical means. No one bosses them around and they can be what they want.
Yeah, exactly. That's what everybody wants, right? Mm-hmm. Just to be themselves.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. And up next, we have more women who are standing up for what they believe in. Up next, we have a woman named Selda Bagcan. And she is from Turkey. And she was a protest folk singer when she started out in the 60s. And then in the 70s, she put out this really, really good album. We're going to hear one song from that. It's called Yaz Gazeteki Yaz. And you're going to hear her say that.
What does
in
that
the
mean?
Song. It means write, journalist, write. And so this song is about how people who write for newspapers and for TV news, they should write about the real problems that real people are having instead of just writing about average people in the city. She wanted people to come to her village and see the actual problems that real people were facing in Turkey at that time. Turkey is a place that's very far away from here.
Gran went there.
That's right. Yeah, your gran went there. But part of Selda's story is in some places in the world, you actually can go to jail if you say things that the government doesn't like. So she actually got put in jail for saying things about the government that she thought was wrong. She thought the government wasn't doing the right thing, and she spoke up about it, and then they threw her in jail for that. But then they let her out, so that's good.
Just throw her in jail just for a few minutes, and okay, you can come out.
No, not for a few minutes. It was serious. She was probably very scared. And then...
For how long?
I don't know. I would have to look it up. But we're going to hear, after that, we're going to hear a woman named Gugush.
Gugush.
And she's from a place near Turkey called Iran. And she was a singer for a really long time. And then in 1979, a new government came in to Iran. And you know what they did?
What?
They said to everybody that lived in the country, oh, now women are not allowed to perform anymore. They're not allowed to perform music.
Why?
I don't know. The government decided that. And so Gugush was not allowed to sing for her fans for 21 years.
That's a funny name, Gugush.
That's not her real name. That's her stage name. But for 21 years, she didn't sing for people. And then in the year 2000, she thought, I love singing. And then... I don't know why she chose that year, but she flew to Toronto, which was right by us, and performed a sold-out concert. So thousands and thousands of people came to see her, and everyone was super excited that she was singing again. And then she did a tour around the world and was selling out concerts all over the world. Okay. And everyone's so happy that she was singing again. And then after that, more recently, in 2009, she went to the United Nations. That's kind of like the government of the whole world. And she spoke out for the rights of the people in her country. So that was a very brave thing to do. And she was doing that to help all the people in her country because she thought it was the right thing to do. So that's one of the reasons why she's an amazing woman. So we're going to hear some amazing women from around the world in this segment of Cuckoo Bananas to celebrate International Women's Week.
Haksız yere genç öldüren elleri yazma, doğuda doktorsuz ölen kulları da yaz, yaz gazeteci yaz, yaz, yaz efendi yaz, yaz, yaz gazeteci yaz, yaz, yaz efendi yaz. Yıkılanları yazma, bir de Türkiye'de dul kalan dulları da yaz, yaz gazeteci yaz, yaz, yaz efendi yaz, yaz, yaz gazeteci yaz, yaz, yaz efendi yaz.
تو من بهارم، بی تو شور زارم، وقتی هستی خوبم، وقتی نیستی بی تو یه قاب شکسته رو دیوارم. بی تو اما شب و روز فرقی با هم نداره، تو چشای منتظرم سیاهی موندگاره. تو اگه باشی ابر رو میبارم، دشتای خالی پرگل میشن، با تو من بهارم، بی تو شور زارم، وقتی هستی خوبم، وقتی نیستی بی تو یه قاب شکسته رو دیوارم. با تو من بهارم، بی تو شور زارم، وقتی هستی خوبم، وقتی نیستی بی تو یه قاب شکسته رو دیوارم. We'll be right back.
मुझे दिल में लो छुपा, दिल ना तोड़ दे दिए छोड़ मेरे पास आ, मेरे पास आ, ए सुनो दिल रुबा, दिल की ये सदा, कुछ तुझको हो जाए तो मेरा क्या होगा, मेरा क्या होगा, ए सुनो दिल रुबा, दिल की ये सदा।
All right, welcome back. That was Asha Bhosle we were just listening to with San Udil Ruba Dil Ki Ye Sara. You could hear her singing that in the song.
I wonder what language that is.
Yeah, I think it's probably Hindi, but we tried putting it into Google Translate and it did not recognize the title of the song. And we tried Gujarati and we tried Punjabi.
Yep.
All of it. And you want to know what's amazing about Asha Bhosle?
What?
Well, we're just reading up about her.
Oh.
She has sang songs in over 1,000 movies.
What?
And you know what else? You'll like this. She's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Ugh.
As the most recorded artist ever. So she has the most songs recorded with her voice.
Oh my gosh.
And you know else, who else is a famous singing star of Indian movies?
No.
Her sister. Her older sister is also a famous singer in India.
What's her name?
Her name's Lata.
Mm.
So they must come from a musical family. And Asha Bhosle is a very, very famous singer. In India and around the world, actually. Now, it's the interview portion of our show.
Mm-hmm. This is a little segment we like to call Cuckoo's News and Interviews. Pretty catchy.
And we found some very young women to interview, and we asked them what they like about being a woman. And here's what they had to say.
So, it's International Women's Week. So I wanted to ask you, what do you like about being a girl?
Just like that I am a girl.
Yeah? How come? What are some good parts?
I don't know. Something girls can do, stuff that boys can't.
Oh yeah, like what? I'm a boy, so I don't know these things.
I don't know, like Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. Well, everybody can celebrate Mother's Day, right?
Yeah.
What are some things you like for fun?
I like to play tag with my friends.
Play tag? Great.
And I like to play soccer.
I think you're making a good point. Girls and boys can do anything, right?
Yeah. But boys can't be on girls' hockey teams, and girls can't be on boys' hockey teams or soccer.
That's true. Have you heard of a co-ed team?
No.
That's where, like, the boys and the girls just all play together. So that's good, too.
Yeah.
Boys can roll down hills like crazy people.
Yeah.
Can girls do that?
No.
Yes, they can.
Get out.
Hey, your mom's a woman, isn't she?
Yeah.
What do you like about your mom?
She's nice. She takes care of me.
That's nice. Do you think you and your mom have some things in common?
Yeah.
Because you're both women?
Yeah.
Yeah? Any ideas like what?
Like, we both like different things than my brother and my father.
Oh, yeah. How many women are in your family?
Three. Yes. Counting me and my mom and my sister.
Yeah, lucky. Great. Well, thanks for the chat. Happy Women's Week.
Okay. I'm here with Ida. In the barn. And I want to ask you a question, Ida.
You got five.
What's
you got four
What do you like about being a girl?
Because I get to have ponytails.
Oh, yeah? Because your hair is long? Are they called pigtails when you have more than one?
Oh, pigtails.
Pigtail? You wear pigtails sometimes? Yeah? What else?
Because I have fancy things to wear.
Yeah? Nice. Like what?
Like rings.
Oh, rings. Yeah, I got a ring too. See? And also, you can jump from really high hay bales, right?
Yeah, and I'm just little.
Yeah.
But I'm still four.
Great. And you have a little sister, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Her name is Opal, and she's a girl just like me.
So how many women are in your family, then?
Three.
You and Opal and your mom. Great. Well, thanks for answering the questions. All right, thanks to those amazing young women for giving us some perspective on what's so great about being a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Rowan, you happen to have a woman for a mother.
Mm-hmm.
What's amazing about your mom?
She's really good at art.
True.
And she's really nice.
That's true. Let's go ask Ollie what he thinks.
Yeah.
Hi, Ollie.
Hi.
Now, I know that you have an amazing woman for a mother. So, would you like to tell me a few amazing things about your mom?
She helps me write.
She helps you write?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting good at writing, hey? Mm-hmm. And what else do you like about your mom?
She draws stuff for me.
She does draw stuff. She's a very good drawer, right? Just like you. Hey, you know what I was thinking?
What?
The kids listening at home, what they could do is they could draw a picture of their mom for International Women's Week. And maybe if their mom's not too busy, their mom could even sit down and model for them for the picture. So they have an accurate picture to draw from. Do you want to try that too?
Yeah.
We could get you to draw a picture of your mom and we could put it on our Facebook page at Cuckoo Bananas. And how about you, Jake? Can you say mummy?
Mummy.
Yeah? Do you have a nice mummy?
Nice mummy.
Okay. And up next, we're going to play some amazing women from early electronic music. Electronic music, you know, it always sounds new and futuristic, but electronic music's actually been around for a long time now. And some of the first people to work in electronic music were women.
Women?
Yeah, so let's listen to a few examples, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about who we've been listening to on this edition of
Cuckoo Bananas.
Thank you.
much too long. Hold it. See. See. BBC is much too long. Hold it.
That was just two examples of pioneering women in electronic music. What we just heard was Daphne Oram actually being cut up by another woman named People Like Us. But let's talk about Daphne first. Daphne, very important in electronic music. One of the first people to create electronic scores for music. It was an idea that wasn't really thought of. And in the 40s, wow, how long ago was that now? 70 years ago? She created what's thought of as the first piece of music that uses an orchestra and live electronics, and she had turntables in there and other electronic equipment, tape, magnetic tape. And then she started working for the BBC, and she got to open the first electronic music studio for the BBC. And so she put together a bunch of really cool equipment and made a studio. And then a bunch of people started making electronic music out of there. And one of those people to make electronic music with the BBC Radiophonic Workshop was Delia Derbyshire, who we heard before that. She made the music to, for what TV show?
Doctor Who.
Yeah, Doctor Who. Good
song. Mystery show.
It's a sci-fi show. And actually, this Doctor Who is still going right now. But she took a song and converted it to electronic sounds for that show, and that's very famous TV theme now, loved the world over. That's not the only thing she did, of course. She made a lot of really cool, really weird, spacey-sounding music during her time at the BBC. So that's one of the reasons why Delia Derbyshire is amazing, and Daphne Oram's amazing. And then People Like Us is amazing, too. To celebrate Daphne Oram's recordings being made public again for anyone to listen to, the artist People Like Us, she got to take Daphne Oram's sounds and chop them up and add some other sounds and make new music out of it. And People Like Us, she is a plunderphonic musician. That means that it's a musician that takes other people's sounds and chops them up and rearranges them and pastes them back together to make new music. So that's what she did with Daphne Oram's sounds. And now we're out of time. Ah, and there's so many more amazing women that I wanted to play. I wanted to play Wanda Jackson. I wanted to play Minnie Riperton. But I guess the good news is we're always playing amazing women on Cuckoo Bananas. So just keep listening, and we'll keep playing lovely songs from amazing women. And I want to thank you guys all for listening to this special edition. Anything you'd like to say to all the wonderful women out there, Ron?
Good luck.
And take care out there.
He was born in Arkansas, but he made his mark here in Canada. His work in the Canadian music industry earned him a spot on Canada's Walk of Fame. For this Canada Day weekend, Oldies Without Borders remembers the Hawk, Ronnie Hawkins. Baby, gonna buy me a